I think Dad bought this around about 1971 from Petticoat Lane. Look at that for a bad boy sheepskin. Epic.
So a really fond memory of Dad and I would definitely be, he used to be a lorry driver. He worked for Tate & Lyle's for many years, and he used to take molasses around the country. And I used to love going in the truck with him. So he would come in, wake me up in my bed, 4 a.m. And of course it'd still be dark. And I used to have a Paddington Bear. At the time, he was probably life-size because I was only about 5. And I'd take his Wellington boots off of him and put them on my own feet to go trucking with my dad. And I'd climb into the cab, which was so huge. You know, when you're 5 years old, you're looking down on the world beneath you. And I just remember the smell of molasses. And then we'd just drive, and it was just great seeing the countryside. Dad would always play a little trick on me. He'd always pretend to doze off and close one eye. And of course, I could never see the other eye open, and I'd be panicking, Dad, Dad! But every time I'd bloody fall for it. Those memories just spark up such wonderful feelings, because it's a time that we shared together that really bonded Dad and I. It just fills my heart with joy, really, that we shared those moments. I'm Nina. I live in Chelmsford in Essex. I'm almost 50. So, just after I'd had my daughter, really, I noticed that Dad's memory was starting to fail him. And probably around about 7 or 8 years ago now, he was eventually diagnosed with Alzheimer's. We managed to keep Dad in his home for just over 12 years. And then he had a couple of infections and he had to go into hospital. Yeah, he was in a bad way, actually. And I thought I was going to lose him, which was awful. It was so, so bad a situation. I had promised that I wouldn't put him in a home. And that was a real hard thing, because I genuinely meant that at the time. I did. As things have progressed, I appreciate that can't be done. It's too difficult a disease, personally, for me to live with. And I know in my heart of hearts that Dad would hate to think that he's put my life on hold for him. He just would not want that. And I am my dad, and I know that I wouldn't want that for my children either. So we packed some stuff up. I remember thinking, God, is this going to be the last time he ever walks in his home? And it was. It actually was. Because he got in the home, and, you know, the rest, as they say, is history. He's never mentioned going home. Dad moved into the home in January.
Once you pop, Dad, you can't stop. Oh, no.
And then COVID struck and they went into lockdown at the home earlier before everybody else. And I said, OK, so do you think I'll be able to see Dad? And they said, well, not at the moment. So from seeing my dad every day, it's being told you can't see your dad. That was tough. So I was really scared, if I'm honest, that he would forget who I am. So I just spoke to the home manager and I just said, look, if I can do anything to help, cook, clean, I will do entertainment, I will do anything. So they said, okay, you know, we'll see how it goes. Well, of course, it got a lot worse. I phoned them a couple of times and they said, you know, we think we're at a stage now where we do need help. I had a couple of interviews. I had a couple of tests it was about 8. And then I had to wait for a DBS check because they have to be really strict on who they let into the homes. So that took about 5 weeks to come through. And then they rang to say, we want you to come in and help. So the first day that I started at the care home, I was so excited because I knew that I could see Dad.
Right, really quickly, I'm hiding at the back of Dad's room and they've gone to get him to do a little surprise on him.
So I hid behind his bed and then I jumped out and I said,
"Surprise!
Who is it?
Hello, Daddy Kins! How are you?"
And he just came to hug me.
"I don't think you're allowed to touch me.
You're not allowed to, Roger.
You can't come near me.
You're not allowed to hug."
So that was really, really tough.
"But you can sit here
and we can chat for 5 minutes.
But he doesn't know if he probably saw me yesterday or if it was the 5 weeks. Who knows? But for me, it was amazing.
"Have you missed me?
Have
you missed me? Oh, you always miss me."
So, of course, you know, my whole motivation to go into the home was to see Dad. But what has come out of that is just crazy.
So the party started. Everyone's one side, everyone's the other side. There and there.
I now do 3 or 4 days a week there as a leisure activity person. So where I was a Butlin's red coat for so many years, I've managed to put all that training into play, and we do sing-alongs, we do balloon tennis, card games, we might do word games, we talk about knobbly knees competitions. I never ever thought I would love it as much as I do. And then I get to do activities with him and everybody else.
"Right, Dad. What nautical word describes a pot that contains gravy?"
Which is hilarious because, of course, he plays up.
"A piss pot."
No end. He would play up anyway because that's what he does. But the fact that it's me, yeah, he plays up.
"Are you bored of my face?" "Look, he's here."
So this is Corona Kev.
"Look at that face."
And I got Corona Kev the day before the country went into lockdown. Now, Kev is an absolutely gorgeous felt wool bear.
"Oh, he loves you already, he does."
He has a portly stomach, lovely blue boots, and he has a gold chain. And I adore him. At the start of this, it was really worrying, but... you know, just looking at his face now, I think it all came good. And he's got that face that makes you think, don't worry, it's all going to come good. And actually, there is a lot more to Corona Kev. He has many friends now throughout the care home because the Felty gang who made him saw what I was doing within the home. And they sent a couple in for free for some residence. He's been through this whole journey with us and he's managed to spread joy like I have throughout the home. And this has got me through a very bad time.
"You good then? You've been behaving yourself?" "Oh, bless you."
Has mine and Dad's relationship changed?
"Oh, you silly arse."
Absolutely.
"What did you just do?"
He threw some water over me out the window. But I tell you one thing that hasn't changed, and that's the amount of laughter that we have.
"Stop it!"
And I truly believe that'll be the last trait to go from him.
"Dad, you've drenched my feet."
His laughter.
"You pleased with yourself now?"
Because he's always up to no good.